running around looking discontent, delivering filthy looks to any staff member who made eye contact. Hoping against hope, Rebecca walked towards a free desk. "Hi, Rebecca Edwards," she introduced herself to the woman. She took her passport and her boarding pass from her pocket and handed them over. "I'm due to fly to Heathrow, but I hear there is a delay."
"All flights are delayed at the moment. There is a computer problem and no flights can land or take off."
The woman didn't even make a move to pick up her passport or boarding pass.
"Right," Rebecca said. She chewed her lip. "Any idea of time?"
"As soon as we hear anything, it will be announced over the speaker and on the screens." The woman pointed up towards the screens that hung from the ceiling.
"Okay."
Rebecca knew that there was nothing more to be done, but she couldn't bring herself to walk away from the desk. She lowered her heavy bag to the floor again, her mind racing as she wondered what to do next. The illogical part of her felt that standing around the check-in desk would somehow help her predicament. The desk was a critical part in the whole boarding process. Somehow, being there gave her hope. But in her heart, she knew it was futile.
"I'm sorry. There really is nothing I can do."
The check-in assistant offered an apologetic smile.
"I really need to get home," Rebecca said.
She leaned on the high check-in desk, pushing aside a stand-up marketing message regarding the airline's award-winning customer service.
"When do you think the next plane will leave?"
"I'm sorry, but I don't have any information to give you." The assistant, Beatrice, if her name tag was to be believed, tapped some buttons on her keyboard while squinting at the screen.
"I know it's not your fault," Rebecca added.
She watched as an irate German woman yelled at the poor check-in assistant beside her. She'd never understood how someone could be so mean, especially to the people on the front line. Yes, the airport had a massive computer failure. Yes, planes were grounded. Yes, it was the 23rd of December. But that was no reason to take it out on the minimum wage check-in assistants.
"Sorry about all the people shouting at you. It must really suck," Rebecca said. She knew she didn't have to apologise for someone else's behaviour, but she wanted to.
The German woman left, blasting out obscenities as she went.
"It is a busy time of year," Beatrice replied. "Many people want to get home. The air traffic control systems have been down since early this morning, and we have no idea when they will be back up and running. It isn't just Faro Airport that's affected, it's many airports throughout the country, and in Spain too."
"Must be horrible for you to have to deal with it," Rebecca sympathised. She fretted with her hair tie. She couldn't imagine having to tell hundreds of irate passengers that news over and over again.
"In all my years, I've never seen such incompetence."
Rebecca winced at the British voice. She turned to look at who had taken over from the German woman to be in the running for rudest passenger of the morning. The woman was approximately in her 40s and wore a black skirt suit. Her long blonde hair was perfectly styled in soft curls that fell to her shoulders. Rebecca glanced down at the woman's feet, noting a plaster cast on one foot, which looked at odds with the business attire. For a brief second, she wondered what had happened and felt a pang of sympathy towards her.
"I need to get back to London now. How are you going to make that happen?" the woman demanded.
She smacked her passport onto the check-in desk. Rebecca's eyes widened at the tone. Her sympathy at the woman's cast evaporated. She turned back to Beatrice.
"Wow,"
she whispered and tilted her head towards the loud woman. "Rude." Beatrice smiled and nodded in agreement.
"Don't know why she's complaining. She should fly her broom home," Rebecca muttered.
Beatrice chuckled. She looked thoughtfully at Rebecca for a moment. She leaned forward, gesturing for Rebecca to do the same. Rebecca stood on her tiptoes and pivoted forward. She wondered why airport check-in desks were often so high. She was hardly short, but even she struggled to see over them sometimes.
"There were two planes to London due before yours," Beatrice explained, gesturing around the busy airport.
Rebecca turned around. She regarded the angry passengers standing around, most of them shaking their heads. The occasional tut could be heard.
"I can't say when the computer system will be up and running, but even if it sprang to life right now, the two planes from this morning would take priority. We don't have enough planes to take everyone today, and we can't divert from other airports as it's so close to Christmas."
Rebecca's heart rate picked up as she began to understand the reality of the situation.
"All of the other airlines will be fully booked," Beatrice concluded.
"You're telling me that my chance of getting home for Christmas is bad, right?"